Good morning. You're listening to Connect FM at 96.7 or 99.7, whichever you prefer. I'm Pat Shea. I'll be your host of today's Contact Show. Today, I have two of the winners from the recent city council election. I got a hold of the two top vote getters, Mrs. Shirley DeRouge and Sam Mollica. And today, we're going to be asking them some questions about their thoughts, about their plans or their wishes or concerns for the new city government. I guess it's appropriate to go over who the winners were. In first place, we had Shirley DeRouge with 2,978 votes. Second was Sam Mollica III with 2,740 votes. Third was Mark Sullivan with 2,702. Fourth was Barry Abbott with 2,482 votes. Next was Bill Beers with 2,461, followed about 13 votes behind was Richard Whitaker with 2,448 votes, and then in seventh place we had Michael Picciarillo with 2,333 votes. Those that didn't make it were David Volpe, Pat Riesinger, Deb Meckling, Melissa Keene, and Dave Lombardo. And interestingly, those totals were pretty close. So the eighth position wasn't far behind, but we were only electing seven. And one thing I did not know that I actually learned after the election was some of these people were elected to a two-year term. And what they did was they took the bottom two vote-getters, Mike Picciarillo and Richard Whitaker, and they gave them a two-year term. And I guess the idea behind that is to not have everybody up all the time. It's unusual to elect your entire slate of council people, which we did for this first election for the new city council. And in 2 years, the terms of Richard Whitaker and Mike Picciarillo will expire so that we're staggering the terms so that you'll have some experienced people that will remain on the council board. So that was a good idea. I just didn't know that's what we were going to be doing. So we're going to get right to the questions of Shirley DeRouge and Sam Mollica after this message.
Hi folks, are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wit's end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services. We provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066.
And we're back on the Contact Program again. I'm Pat Shea, your host. My guests today are Shirley DeRouge and Sam Mollica. Congratulations to both of you, and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. Today's show is going to be a little different than what I've done in the past. It's going to be more of a free-flowing discussion without being so formal and asking the questions. I just thought of a question off the cuff for you. So you two were the two top vote-getters. Do you have any idea what made the voters vote for you two more than they did the other 10 candidates?
Well, I think I'm pretty well known in the area. I grew up in Clearfield, but I spent a lot of time in Dubois when I was growing up, and my dad had his businesses here, and fortunately his name was Sam Mollica too, so I'm familiar with probably three generations of Dubois, and I think people have known me that live here know what type of person I am, and I think they voted for me based on that.
Yes, I think I mentioned to you my dad, who died about 6 years ago, was good friends with your dad, and I remember we would go to your restaurant, and your dad would always come out and talk to my family, and we really enjoyed your restaurant. So that probably did help.
I think it did.
And how about you, Shirley?
Well, I do believe character. It was a big factor in the decision-making of the residents obviously knowing Sam and his character, that played a vital part in his election, along with, you know, being very well known. I believe that was a big factor in the decision making for myself. I have been a previous city employee, so I got to know a lot of people in that aspect, but then having my own business as well, and as a photographer, and I work with families, I work with companies, I'm, you know, in the works with everybody. So I have built relationships with people personally in that aspect, and that carried over. And I think they just saw a good quality person with good intentions and level-headed, and would make well-informed decisions on their behalf.
Well, I think you both hit on probably what's the key, long-term relationship building. And you both described having done that. So I think that's probably the answer. So thanks for sharing that. Well, last night I attended the consolidation, what did they call it? Planning session?
A budget workshop, I think.
Gotcha. Well, it was very interesting to hear different topics. And one of the first things that came to my mind was money. Many of us were told this is going to result in a big savings. We're going to save a lot of money. And a lot of people, I think, voted for the consolidation, believing that when you combine the two governments, you're going to have a synergy where you're saving some money. And it was explained how some positions weren't filled, some positions that had two people because of the two governments have now brought it down to just one. Like, we have one police chief, and not long ago there was two, and that definitely would be a savings. But one thing that I think our listeners would like to touch base on is the deficit. I don't think anybody was expecting a deficit. I am happy to hear that it went from almost a million down to about 200,000, and Bronson had mentioned that on the news just before the show started. So I'm proud that you guys are working hard with the Consolidation Committee to reduce the deficit. But what's your thoughts? I don't know how people are going to feel if the taxes are raised when they were expecting a savings. Any comments on that?
One thing, raising the taxes, or just the idea that when you combine the two, they have to have a single tax rate. And just by that act alone, Sandy's has to go up to meet DuBois' tax rate. So right there you have, I think, almost a 2 mil tax increase. And then you can't start cutting. There will be cuts later on, or there'll be more efficiencies later on, but you can't anticipate that before. You have to wait till you actually consolidate and you go, hey, look, we're saving all this money. Let's, maybe we can lower taxes. So that might be something that happens in the future. Go ahead, Sharon.
My mind just went blank. Sorry. with all of that, yes, I agree with Sam. The city and the township tax rate has to be one rate, not two separate rates. You can't do two separate rates. But to meet that, it requires Sandy Township to increase. I do believe over the course of time, once we're operating fully functionally as one consolidated city, we will see where we can make additional cost savings, where, you know, cuts could be made. Right. But I know, and I've asked this question myself, like, there was a wish list that was presented. Can we cut some of the fat? And actually all the fat has been cut. There are equipment that needs to be updated, purchased. There's just a lot of, things that have been neglected or have been overlooked over the last 10, 15, 20 years that need updated to accommodate the consolidated city. So hopefully in the future, once all of that has been purchased in place and fully operational, then we can start going, okay, now here is the cost saving. We're seeing it now. But initially, no, we have to get through that hurdle. And then in the future, we will see where we are actually cost saving.
Exactly. Right. When we consolidate, and biggest cost factor in the budget is the police and the fire companies. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to go into that saying, oh, we don't think we're going to need, you know, that we can do less with three less policemen. Or
correct. And services that we need that we can't.
Right. But maybe later on we'll find out that we can do that.
Yes.
You know, maybe, hey, we have efficiencies here now, but you don't want to do that now.
No, not right out the gate.
Mm-mm. Well, I guess that makes sense. One of the downfalls of a consolidation is you don't know what you don't know. And we really haven't formed the new city. It won't take effect until January. So I guess it would be important to make sure that you have enough funding to ensure that our current services are maintained. But of course, I want you both to know, I think everybody is hoping that there's going to be a savings. Well, I know I am. And that makes sense once you see how things work. Some of the savings are going to happen on their own, and you'll find out maybe after the fact. So hopefully, if there is some savings, we'll be able to adjust the spending and perhaps maintain the millage. One thing that I was confused about, and you guys may have been confused with it too, the managers were comparing the millages of other boroughs within Clearfield County. And they mentioned Wollaston, Grampian, Chester Hill Borough. And whatever the millage rate is, the millage rate in Chester Hill Borough or Grampian Borough, where my grandparents lived for 50 years, really isn't a fair comparison in my mind to this area, because in Grampian, most of the homes were built, about the turn of the last century, and they're very old. And I've seen a lot of houses in that area sell for a lot less than they do in Dubois and Sandy Township. Part of that is because we have a lot newer homes in the township especially, and some homes that are just, quite honestly, worth a lot more money. So an extra mill on a $500,000 house is going to be a lot more expensive than an extra mill in a $50,000 house in Grampian. So I didn't quite like that comparison at the consolidation meeting, but I guess that's what we have to do.
But let's say you decided to move there, you build your $500,000 house, it's going to cost you the same amount. So
gotcha.
It just shows you that even though the taxes might go up a little bit, Dubois is still going to be a cheap place to live, because the majority of your taxes, and you all know this, go to the schools. And you can, I had a list, and there are some school districts that are tremendously more expensive than the Dubois school district in the county. So, many people get for their school taxes, they get the homestead exemption. So that's another thing. And we get a large exemption. So that might go up again next year, and it might negate the fact of any tax increase.
We certainly are blessed with a good school system, but their taxation is independent of the cities. So the council won't have any control over anything that the school district might do with their taxation.
Right.
So I see we're kind of at the mercy of what they could do as well. At last night's meeting, there was a gentleman from Sandy Township that brought up a question that I hadn't thought of. He was talking about the timber sales that are pending for areas out near the reservoir. And he brought up the comment that he felt the sale of that timber should be something that has a universal benefit to all of the new city residents. And he was concerned that he thought the council was committing the money for those timber sales to subsidize the city water system. And his comment was that where he lives, he has a different water company. So as a citizen of the new city, he would not have any benefit from from those timber sales. And he was encouraging the council members to consider using that money for the whole city and not just those that have city water. Do you guys have any thoughts on that?
Do you want me to go? Mm-hmm. Well, my thought is, Forrester was there a week ago and explained how Bradford dedicates their water, they dedicate their forest culling of trees and that to their water system, and they enjoy the lowest rates, and it's probably in the state. I think their bills are maybe a minimum $20 a month for some people, depending on your size of your meter. But I can see Dave Lombardo's point also that we addressed this the week before where we compromised and we gave 50% to the residents and 50% to the water system. And you have to remember, too, that for years, Du Bois used their water, and this is why we have a deficit, is Du Bois used the water money to subsidize the general taxes, which didn't really matter because everyone was on the same system. So it wasn't like anyone was losing anything.
I heard that the city of Du Bois has not had a tax increase for 15 years. So I guess the money had to come from somewhere, huh?
Well, most of it came from Sandy Township because the taxes were, or the water rates were manipulated so that they covered that. So
Shirley, did you have any comments about the timber sales?
As a Treasure Lake resident, I do lean towards that should be balanced between the residents, just because we at Treasure Lake do not receive any water benefit, but also I can see from both perspectives, and it is, I agree, a compromise that has to be made. It just, to what extent?
Yeah, it's no big, like I said, it's no big deal because as a taxpayer, I'm still going to benefit from that timber sale. And as a water customer, even if I did, it's not going to make that much difference in the rates over. Now, in 20 years, if you put that money in a bank, it would. But at this time, it's not going to.
I see what you mean. And I guess one of the things that you guys as new council members have to do is balance past practice of the city with what you guys want to do. And you may not always agree. And this is a fine example, the timber sales.
Yeah, like it's not a big deal. So there's other things that we need to concentrate more than worry about the timber sales.
Yes, I will say I feel very confident that having gone to the meeting, the last two meetings, I was at the one at Penn State last Wednesday, it seems like a tremendous amount of work has been done and that a lot of progress has been made towards the consolidation. So if you're just joining us, I'm with Shirley DeRouge and Sam Mollica, and I'm Pat Shea, your host of the Contact Program here on Connect FM. On 96.7 or 99.7, whichever you prefer. And we'll get back to the questions after this message.
LifespanFamilyServices.com provides foster care and adoption services throughout this area. Lifespan helps train you, support you, and works with you to make you a quality foster parent. If you have any interest in fostering, please call us today at 814-375-1314. We have a foster parent here today, and I'd like to ask, what is one thing that you thought was the most important reason to use Lifespan Family Services as your foster care provider?
Whenever my husband and I were researching foster agencies to work with, we were drawn to Lifespan. And then whenever we began to reach out, Lifespan was very responsive in getting back to us and being very patient while they walked us through the steps that we needed to take in order to become approved foster parent.
Was it an easy process?
Yes, with the guidance of our caseworker, we were able to take the trainings, receive our clearances, meet all of our home requirements in a very timely manner.
So folks, if you'd like to foster, we will help you on your journey to become a quality foster parent. LifespanFamilyServices.com.
Okay, we're back on the Contact Program. I'm Pat Shea, I'm your host, and we have Shirley DeRouge and Sam Mollica here today. And a question that I had for both of you guys is,
choosing a manager. Sometimes I think when you have a council, what in the world do you need a manager for? Could you guys explain what you think is the importance of having a city manager?
Well, we're mandated by law to have the city manager. You have to, it's the way the ballot question, and Dubois previously had a strong manager, weak council. And the manager's in charge of everything, council, but council's in charge of the manager. So that's why it's important that you get the best manager you can with the experience. And that's the company we have now. That's what they do, is choose managers. So they recommend, their headhunters can find us a good quality manager.
That makes sense. And I didn't know that it was a requirement, but that's good for the people to know as well. And it makes sense to have a professional group find a professional to get the best outcome from the manager. Did you want to add anything about the manager?
No, I was just going to reiterate what Sam said. As the third class city optional charter, it is mandated that we have a strong manager in place. So it's a requirement that we must meet.
Gotcha. Well, we're down to the last couple of minutes. Shirley, how about if you take a minute and talk about what you would like to see happen on the new city council and any pet project or thoughts or concerns that you might have. And then we'll go to Sam.
Okay. I would like to see us have everything placed, organized, ready to go in January to start our search for a new manager that has all the requisites to come in and lead our city forward. Additionally, our amenities, our parks, our ball fields, build upon those, but also incorporate tourism. Tourism is a big revenue source. And with our ball fields and our amenities and all of that, that is an attraction that we can build upon. Also, affordable housing to draw people in. We have housing, but affordable is the key word.
Yes, thank you. Sam, go ahead. We're running out of time. So.
I'd like to make sure we get off to a good start by having a proper budget in place so a manager can come in and not have to worry about putting out fires all the time. Another thing I'd like to see is my sort of pet project is trying to capture the Aqua system and combine it with the Dubois system. And I think now is a good time to do that because of the pending merger of Aqua and American Water. And I think the PUC might want them to divest some of their systems, and joining Dubois would make the Dubois system stronger and give you guys better water.
That's a great idea. I'm glad that you shared that. I didn't know that Aqua was merging with Pennsylvania American Water.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
it big.
Just happened, I think, a week ago. They announced that.
Well, thank you both for joining us today. We had Shirley DeRouge and Sam Mollica, our top vote getters for the new Dubois City Council. I'm Pat Shea, your host, and thank you for listening to the Contact Program on Connect FM.